7 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And thanks to Karen Hibbert for coming in. Always enjoy having her in the studio. But right now, we're going to talk about Sock It To 'Em Sock Hop, the first year for this benefit, here with the ambassador of the Sock It To 'Em Sock Hop, Regina Schroeder. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we got the very exciting thing. You got brought a flyer for me. Very colorful. Love this flyer, by the way.
Good.
Has a very kind of comic book look to it.
There you go.
So the first time for this, I guess first off, just kind of explain to us what it's about. What is
it? This is a fundraiser for our 501c3 that we're a part of. We want to raise more money so we can buy more socks, so we can provide them right here in our neighborhood, right in our community in the surrounding areas. We've collected over 17,000 pairs of socks in the last 5 years, and they've gone out to the local agencies. And they run out every year. We just never have enough. It's the least donated article of clothing and the most requested. And we want to fill that need.
Socks are very important.
Yes.
When you don't have them, you notice.
Yeah, that's right. And the people that don't have them really appreciate what we're doing for them.
I think you noticed my sock game that I was sporting today.
Yes. Out in the lobby. And they match. Colorful.
They do match. Exactly. Yeah. That's harder. You know, me and 5 years ago, me would probably look at that and be like, wow, you've really come along, Brady. You're wearing matching socks to work now.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. We're making progress.
So now on No Sock to Work Day, that is in December, we're going to come out and make sure that you don't have any socks on that day.
Ooh, I don't know. There might be some sort of hazardous. There might be some OSHA stuff with that. I don't know.
Well, there might be. There might be.
Well, again, the first ever Sock It To 'Em Sock Hop again tonight. And there's so many different events.
Friday night.
Got a classic car show. We got event and bars, dinner. Best costume award at 9 o'clock Friday night. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, costumes aren't required because we want you to come out and have some fun. But they are encouraged. So we're going to give an award for the best costume. So get out your poodle skirts and your, let's see, leather jackets, penny loafers. What else do you think we ought to wear?
Some Chucks.
Really?
Chuck Taylors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to have some of those.
Okay.
You know, really skinny ties.
Really
skinny ties.
Well, some of us are old enough to remember the 50s and 60s and, you know, the white t-shirt, roll them up with your cigarettes.
Yeah, that was a little before me, Regina, but that's okay. Thank you.
And the skinny ties thing, that's still a modern thing. Like, that's a fashion thing now.
It rotates around.
Yeah, but back then, they were all one color.
Black.
They were all black.
Yeah. They were all black. Got
a lot of different colors now. Regina, I guess you could tell us a little bit about the formation of this event and just kind of how this started.
It started in Castle Rock, Colorado. My girlfriend decided that, by golly, we're going to put socks on the world. I thought she was crazy. And the more we've gotten into it, the more I've realized that just right here in my own community, I grew up here, kids go to school without socks. And so I got a grant from the Little Apple Optimist Club, and we put 4,400 pair of socks in all 15 of our school buildings here. And I'm really proud of that, and to be able to provide that for these kids so they don't have to go to school without socks.
And this is also a part of a national campaign, which I didn't realize until you brought some of this information to me, that it's actually a 501c3 national charity organization, you said, started in Castle Rock. So I'm sure that's always helpful when you got that sort of infrastructure really already in place.
Right.
And you can kind of use it locally.
Right, right. So it is the 501c3, and your donations are tax deductible. I'm the first out-of-state sock ambassador for them. And right now there's sock ambassadors in 43 states, and they have gathered up over 300,000 pair of socks. It's amazing. If everybody does just a little bit, you know, a pair of socks doesn't cost that much, but it's really something that who receives it really values it.
Especially when you're putting on a new pair of socks.
It feels so good.
Oh, it feels great when you're putting on a new pair of socks.
And if your feet are cold, a new pair of socks feels pretty good too.
Very much so. Like, I don't know about you, but for me, one of the first things I do when I'm dressing in the morning, I'm looking in the sock drawer and trying to find what socks am I going with today.
Right.
Finding those matching ones.
What if that sock drawer was empty?
That would be not good.
Right.
Not good.
Right. So that's why we collect socks. Every December, we have sock boxes in several businesses around town that collect socks. We just want to do more, and that's why we came up with the idea to have a sock hop to raise more money and create more awareness. It's amazing. I've gotten calls all this week. Oh, I have socks for you, and I'll go pick them up, and it's great. I do want to really thank our sponsors for the event, that if it hadn't have been for them, we wouldn't have been able to pull this off. Civic Plus and Standard Plumbing, Heating and Air and Briggs have been a wonderful help to us, and we really appreciate that. We also want to thank Michael B. and Chappie that are going to perform. And, of course, your own Dave Lewis is going to be the MC.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be there. Yep. So they're going to be playing songs that you're going to remember from your youth. But I've been so grateful for the outpouring of what people have been willing to give, willing to do, willing to sponsor, willing to help. And it really warms my heart.
And are tickets still available? Are they available at the door if people want to just show up?
We have a few tickets available still on Eventbrite. So you can go to Eventbrite and look up Sock It To 'Em, Sock Hop, and it'll pop up and you can buy tickets online. We'll have a few at the door. I won't know until tomorrow how many we'll have. So buy them online. Make sure you get a ticket.
All right. Well, anything else? Again, we're here with Regina Schroeder. She's the ambassador of the Sock It To 'Em Sock Hop, and before we go and have Rod Harms in the studio, anything else you wanted to share?
I just wanted to let everybody know these are donated right back in the community. All of the funds that we raise will buy socks that'll come back into the community, and they go to such agencies as the Manhattan Emergency Shelter, the Crisis Center, USD 383's Fit Closet, Foster Teen Camps, Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps, CASA, Adopt a Family, the Community Health Ministry in Wamego, the Friendship House in Ogden, all of those places, and they run out every year. So let's provide more socks for them.
Regina, thanks so much for coming in and sharing this with us.
Just let's go over those details again, when and where. Okay. When and where. That's important
stuff.
When and
where. It is important. Thanks, Dave. Tomorrow night, March 30th, Friday night, 5 o'clock, the car show starts. We're going to open the event at 6. It's at the Blue Hills Room right beside R.C. McGraw's. Come on out. The weather is going to be fabulous.
Yes, it is.
Thanks so much, Regina, for coming on. Another example of some of the great charity work that's going on in the Little Apple. When we come back, we'll talk with Rod Harms about keeping the Little Apple clean.
Little mood music.
Word Focus coming up.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service.